It's 8 o'clock. That's MPJ, a song called Comets, the Chain Smokers, You Owe Me, and Peter Kun, A Man Can't Work Hail, brings us to the second news bulletin. In your top stories, Paul O'Sullivan returns to Parliament's ad hoc committee, Kusatu supports the insourcing bill, and South Africa wants to track and trace cigarettes. Forensic investigator Paul O'Sullivan will return to face Parliament's ad hoc committee today. O'Sullivan caused controversy last week when he left the committee and said he volunteered to go to the committee and could leave whenever he wanted to. The EFF has since opened a case against him. O'Sullivan faces allegations of interfering with the work of the Independent Police Investigative Directorate. Kusatu has expressed its support for the insourcing bill. The EFF proposed the bill to Parliament. Kusatu made its submissions on the bill before Parliament's Portfolio Committee on Public Service and Administration. The bill seeks to insource key functions that are performed by the state. Kusatu's parliamentary coordinator Matthew Parks says insourcing will protect workers' rights. The MK party is trying to convince the ANC to form a coalition to govern KwaZulu-Natal. News 24 reports that the MK party's Tony Yengeni has written a letter to the ANC Secretary-General Fikile Mbalula asking for a meeting. This despite the party having said previously they will never work with the ANC. MK party received a majority of votes in the province in the previous election but fell short of an outright majority. Western Cape law enforcement officials impounded 8 vehicles in Atlantis yesterday for breaking various rules of the road. The vehicles include minibus taxis that operated without valid operating licenses. Multiple law enforcement agencies targeted minibus taxi operators through strategic vehicle checking points in the area. The MEC for Mobility, Isaac Sileku, says operations follow an escalation in violence and intimidation related to the taxi industry. The Department of Health wants to revive the track and trace system for tobacco in the country. This forms part of attempts to fight the trade in illicit cigarettes. Countries that include Germany and Russia use the track and trace system on packets of cigarettes. The system allows governments to track cigarettes through the supply chain. Health Minister Aaron Motsoaledi says he will raise this proposal at the next meeting of the new multi-agency program that fights the illicit economy. International news. The United Nations says children must be protected from the impact of the war in the Middle East. The UN says it is concerned about reports of airstrikes on civilian infrastructure, including schools and hospitals. According to Iran, American and Israeli attacks on schools since Saturday have killed 150 children. The UN says children are the most vulnerable and must not become collateral damage during conflicts. Financials, gold selling at $5,177.74 a fine ounce, a barrel of Brent $84.03, $1 $16.37, the British pound £21.83, and the euro £19.01. A Bitcoin is currently $72,829.29. And that's all for this bulletin. Also wrapping up the Wild Coast Wake Up, the Thursday edition. Back tomorrow for Friday and hope to have a great show tomorrow. Our guests standing by, and all that's left is for me to wish you a great Thursday. It's going to be a rainy Thursday. Please do be very, very careful out on the roads. Till tomorrow then, ciao, ciao.
Wild Coast Radio.
so hard living with the things you do to me. Oh, my things are getting so strong.